Yeah, this is really good. This is killer stuff. This is like my best material yet. Finally, my new hour of material is complete. It's perfect. I think I'm ready to take this all around the world and perform it for all my fans.
But what about me?
Sorry. That's super awkward. I didn't know you were still here.
Is that true? You're gonna tour the world with that material? What's wrong with me? Am I not funny?
Hey, don't say that. Of course you're funny. You're hilarious. It's just this new material. It's just different, you know?
This is all so sudden. You were just tickling my spine last night.
Okay, all right. Listen, I'm really sorry I had to find out this way, okay? But I just hope we can still be friends.
So what are you gonna do with me then? Just throw me in the trash?
Hey, no, I would never do that to you. Hey, I have an idea. How about before I go off and travel the world and, you know, perform my new, awesome, hot material for everybody, you and I, we do it one more time.
I don't know.
Hey, come on. What's a book without a happy ending?
Okay, fine. We'll do one more show.
Yes, and we'll film it.
What?
And we'll put that video of us doing it one last time on YouTube for free for everybody to see.
Okay.
And we'll call it... What the fuck is up, Irvine? How are we doing? Thanks for being here, guys. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks. Thank you. Yeah, very happy to be here in Irvine. It's so good here.
Whoa.
Love it here, man. Best city in the world, man. Irvine, California. God, it's just like... I can't believe you guys get to live here. It's like... No, Irvine's cool. It's good to be here, man. I love traveling. I love traveling for shows. I love being on the road. I love it. It's great. But you know what? When I'm on the road, I miss my dog. I miss my dog a lot when I'm traveling. I have a little Maltipoo named Kiwi. He's the best. I love him so much. Yeah. Okay, sick. Thanks. I'll tell him you guys said that. Little Maltipoo, he's the best. I fucking love my dog. He's the best. Dogs are awesome. My dog especially is the best. He's awesome because he's never gonna die, which is cool. So that's sick. I love that about him. I love having a dog, dude. I'm a big dog person, big time. Anyway, we got any dog people here? Yeah. I'm a big dog guy. Half dog, half guy. I'm a big dog person, man. I love dogs. They don't tell you, man, as soon as you get a dog, your life immediately improves like 1,000,000%. It's crazy how it happens. I love it. I was a pretty big cat person for most of my life. Yeah? Okay. Yeah? Okay. So we got a lot of cat people here. Right. I feel like, you know, cat owners sometimes, they can be a little pretentious. All right? They can. That's just a fact. But dude, dog owners can be 1,000,000 times worse, straight up. Some dog owners I fucking hate. They take it way too seriously. Like, dude, your dog is never going to be in the military. What are you doing? Why are you speaking to it in German, man? It's fucking insane, dude. They take it so seriously, right? Like, fucking... I get along with most dog owners, okay? But the only ones I haven't got along with were the dog owners who never have a leash on their dog, right? Fuck those idiots, man. That's just fucking annoying. Grow up. Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Sorry, pretty controversial shit up here tonight, man. I'm talking fucking leave the kids at home, man. I'm talking crazy. But no, put your fucking dog on a leash, man. I don't care how fucking well-trained your dog is, okay? Mine isn't. Okay? And that's not my fault. Don't put that shit on me, man. I think everyone should obviously have a leash on their dogs, but dude, I saw the fucking funniest thing last week. I was walking my dog, and walking towards me was a family, okay? It was a mother, a father, a son, and a golden retriever. Obviously. Fucking real original, guys. They were walking towards me, and the dog wasn't on a leash, but their son was. That's gotta shake up the family dynamic a little bit, right? That's like, that's not normal, right? You're shifting stuff that should not be shifted. That kid must fucking hate his life, bro. Imagine, dude. Could you imagine your parents trusting an animal that licks its own balls, like, more than you, dude? That's insane. That kid has the worst life ever, dude. I imagine that kid feels like how every kid in the Air Bud movies felt, right? Getting absolutely shown up by a dog in every fucking facet, right? Imagine you go back to their house, the dog has like a sick room. Like bunk beds and shit, like a PS5. The kid sleeps in a crate in the basement. You know, they go for a family vacation, they bring the dog with them to Disneyland, right? And they leave the kid tied up to a tree in the backyard. The kid breaks his leg, they gotta put him down. He's the dog, but you gotta make those tough decisions as a dog owner, okay? It's tough. I do think that it's like totally cool to put a leash on your kid, though. I've never understood why people like look down at that. Like, that makes perfect sense, dude. Kids are fucking so stupid, right? They're dumb. At any point, they could just... I think you should put leashes on your kids, right? That you should put leashes on them. You should put muzzles on them. Put them under the plane when you fly, like... I don't care, man. Kids are fucking stupid, you know what I mean? Kids don't know what the fuck's going on ever, right? Like, at any point, a kid can just run into traffic and ruin my trip to the grocery store last week, okay? Put a fucking leash on your kid, man. It's also so weird how people are, like, so against it, especially when moms are against leashes on kids. Like, it just doesn't make sense when moms are against it, because, like, it doesn't make any sense to me, because it's, like... It's... You... When you birthed your child... That thing came stock with a fucking leash, bro. Like... And that was free, right? I was like, that's nature telling you that that's completely normal to have a leash on your kid, right? So it's like, I feel like moms could just, they could save some cash, right? Just fucking keep the thing. Don't tell the doctor, don't cut it, man. I'm gonna save some money, man. I wanna buy a new leash for my kid, right? But then it's tough because it's like, then you can't really get the new leash technology, right? You know, like one of those fucking retractable ones, right? Can't really do that. Well, I don't know, maybe. Maybe if the moms, you know, you work out your Kegel muscles enough. You know, you're walking down the street with you got your wet leash attached to your... attached to your fucking stupid kid. He runs out in the traffic, yeah, and you're just like, nope. Saved his life. Sorry. You guys are done eating, right? Yeah. I've been getting back into milk lately. Yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm back on my dairy milk shit. Yeah, you can shake your head all you want. Shut the fuck up, right? Jesus had haters too, man. It's the dairy milk renaissance, okay? We're back. Make milk dairy again, okay? There's too fucking many of them, man. These days are too many. I can't keep track. They got oat milk, coconut, soy milk, almond milk, rice milk. They're milking it. They're absolutely milking this whole thing. There's too much milk, man. Not enough milk, man. Okay? I love milk, man. It's just so much easier. Life gets so much better, man. I'm big on milk, okay? It's great. I love milk. But, like, it's annoying hearing all these fuck, all you milk haters out there, man. I see you. Everyone says the same shit all the time. That same fucking boring-ass joke. They go, what was that guy doing? The first guy to milk a cow? What was that guy doing? Making history. I don't know, daring to be different. Okay, how about that? Having the courage to zig when others zag? The fuck have you done? The fuck have you done with your lives? You wouldn't have thought that. You would not have thought to do that. First guy to milk a cow, original free thinker, bro. That guy was on some shit, okay? He was gonna make history that day. You guys wouldn't have fucking done that shit. You guys aren't smart enough. Because you don't drink enough milk. It's good for your brain. Dude, what else do they say? A lot of milk fucking, there's a lot of milk hate these days. What else do they say? They go, we're the only species. This is a thing that people say, a main milk criticism, right? We're the only species that drinks the milk of another animal, right? And that's fair. But, like, we're also the only species that does a lot of stuff. Right? I don't think that makes it inherently bad. You know what I mean? Like, prime example, we're the only species that allows women to vote. Yeah, exactly. Milk doesn't seem so weird now, does it? Unless you're all saying that's bad. Oh, you're all saying that's bad? Okay. Oh, okay, gotcha. You're bad people. It's just so weird how quick the general public's opinion on milk has changed, you know? It's so quick. It's crazy. And it's just so fascinating to me because people, it's the same people who will be like, no, I won't put that in my body. I won't touch that shit. I will never put dairy milk in my body. That is disgusting. Sorry, one second. And then they'll fucking literally suck on a USB stick 24 hours a day. Mango cotton candy bullshit into their fucking lungs. Just, oh yeah, let's just upload stray cancer. Let's just download it. Let's just download cancer right to the fucking mainframe. Let's do it, yeah. Super cool, yeah. Let's draw the line at milk, but ketamine's so cool. Yeah, for sure, yeah. Draw the line. Your body's a temple for sure, man. But you know what? Regardless of your opinion on dairy milk, right? It's pretty polarizing subject, I know, but regardless of your opinion, you gotta admit, milk has done a lot for people, right? Dairy milk has done a lot for many groups of people, but one group in particular, milk has done a lot for missing children. If you guys don't know, Before Amber Alerts, you know Amber Alerts, right? The thing that pops in your phone when a kid is missing and it's like really annoying for a second, right? For a second it's like, shut the fuck up, what the hell, dude, right? But then you're like, you know, critical thinking. That sound is annoying, but it'd be way more annoying to get fucking stolen. I get it, you know. Before Amber Alerts, you know, before everybody had phones, they used to just put pictures of missing children on the side of milk cartons. And they did this just to get the word around. Like, just get the word out on missing kids, right? They would put them on the side. I don't know how effective that was. I don't know the stats on that, right? I can't imagine some dude who's eating his fucking cereal, right? He looks at the milk carton. He's like, oh, fuck. My kid's in my basement right now. Damn. Oops. Thought it was like a finder's keepers type thing. My bad. That's on me. He didn't have a fucking leash on him. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, we never really had the milk, like, missing kids on milk cartons where I'm from in Canada. Yeah, thanks. We never had the kids on milk cartons in Canada because, I don't know if you guys know this, but the main way that we have dairy milk, it's not in cartons. They're in little bags. They're in milk bags. You guys know this? Yeah, some of you know, you don't know, okay, it's kind of hard to describe, like, some people, it's also stupid as fuck, so it's hard to, like, it's hard to describe to people, you know, the in and outs of bag milk, but I actually put a video together so you guys can all, we can all be on the same page before we go any further with this bit, okay? Y'all ready for this? Okay. So we'll play that video right now. All right, welcome. We got Bag Milk 101, everybody. So you're at the dairy market, right? You're getting some milk, right? Looks normal, but no! What are these? What the hell are these things? These are bags of milk. These are bags of milk filled with smaller bags of milk. That's what it looks like. They're see-through plastic bags with milk in them, right? And you're thinking, oh, do I just pop a straw in here and suck it out? No, no, no. You need something special for this to work the right way. You need a fucking milk pitcher, okay? These are things the milk goes in them, and nobody knows where to get them. I don't know where to buy them. They're just at everyone's houses somehow already. And you're all thinking, okay, now how does this work? So you put a milk bag in the milk cart, in the milk jug, and then you need help from your good friend, the scissors. So they come up, they cut off a little plastic triangle at the top, okay? And then now you're all probably wondering, now what do we do with this little plastic triangle? And let me answer that question. The little plastic milk bag triangles go into whatever drawer the scissors were in, because I'm not opening the garbage can for a little tiny milk triangle, okay? I'm not fucking insane. But it's fucking milk time now, brother. So you guys get it now? You guys know the in and outs of bag milk? So yeah, we never had the missing kids on the side of milk cartons, right? Because we had bag milk, and you all know what that is. So it's just weird to think, right? Like, how would we do the equivalent, right? You're not gonna put pictures of missing kids on the side of milk bags, obviously, right? That's fucking insane. Because one, you'd never see what the kid looks like, because he's in the milk carton holder, right? You guys remember. You guys know what it is. And then also, like, the only time you do see what the kid actually looks like, it's when the bag is, like, empty and, like, all wrinkly and shit. So when you look at the kid, you're like, fucking Jesus Christ, man. His, like, eyes are back there and his fuck, he's all fucked up, right? Like, yeah. Yeah, I'd go missing, too, if I looked like that, dude. Fuck it. Did your parents a favor, man. Ugly. Wow. But, yeah, they stopped doing that whole thing. They stopped doing the missing kids on milk cartons back in, like, I think the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, because it's kind of fucked up. But they stopped doing it because they actually found one of the missing kids, but they only found the top half of them. Yeah. Which is fucking crazy fucked up. But it's even more fucked up when you learn that they would only advertise that kid on half and half cartons. I'm lying, it's not real. Sorry, that is a newer joke. I don't know if it's gonna make it into the edit, but we'll see. Has anyone ever been to Canada? Has anyone ever been there? Yeah. Okay, cool. Right, cool. So I live in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and it's pretty normal. It's a pretty normal city, like pretty comparable to most cities here, and I'm sure it's like this in America, probably more so, but once you leave a main city and go to like a smaller town, whoa. Oh my God, dude, it's terrifying. It is fucking lawless and is terrifying, dude. I can't imagine what it's like in America. But it's scary in Canada, dude. Especially northern Ontario, like that's part of Ontario where you guys know what Ontario is. I know it's pretty close to here, but there's another Ontario in Canada. It's the province. Okay, I don't know. The school system here is pretty fucking dog shit. I don't know. I don't know what you guys know. Me and my wife, we go up to visit northern Ontario a lot because we have family up there, and it's just so weird every time. Like northern Ontario. I'll tell you what the people wear in Northern Ontario, and then you'll get a good idea of what it's like. So, a lot of people wearing pajamas outside. And I know some of you might do that. And it's a good time to tell you to stop doing that. Those are Betty Buy clothes. Grow up. What else do they fucking wear? Northern Ontario, they wear... Dude, okay, the guys, they wear those big fucking DC shoes. You know what I mean? Every fucking guy in Northern Ontario, their style inspo is 2005 Rob Dyrdek. Okay? They look fucked. It's wild. What else do they... Oh, yeah, okay. Northern Ontario. A lot of Cookie Monster hats. You know those ones? White trash is what I'm saying. Pretty, read between the lines. There's fucking white trash all over the place up there. But like I said, we go up there a lot to visit family. And dude, we had like the craziest fucking trip last time we went up there. On the way up there, it was like a 7-hour drive. We stopped in this little town called Blind River. Okay? Blind River, Ontario. There's about 7 people who live there. The only thing they have is like a Tim Hortons, which you guys know what that is, right? It's like a, yeah, okay. It's like a coffee shop. It's like Dunkin' Donuts, but like not shitty. So we stopped at a Tim Hortons because I had to, sorry, a little gross, but I had to go to the bathroom. I had to make a little tinkle, all right? I'm just like you guys. So I had to go pee, all right? And it was me and my wife. We went into the Tim Hortons, and this is important. We were both wearing masks at the time. This was a couple months ago, but you know, I think it's still important to wear masks, right? When you're, you know, out in public, right? It's important to stop the spread, right? It's important to stop the spread of bad smells into my nose when I'm in a fucking public bathroom. Because oh my god, how does it smell that bad? How? Dude, guys' bathrooms. Hey, dudes in here, they fucking know, man. Guys' bathrooms. It literally smells like if balls could shit. Like, if you could shit out of your balls, that's what they smell like. That's what a men's public bathroom smells like, dude. But we're wearing masks, okay? And we walked out of the Tim Hortons, we're back to our car. And when we parked in the Tim Hortons parking lot, no other cars. We're the only ones, okay? But when we came out of the Tim Hortons, there was one more car in that parking lot. And it was parked right beside our car. And outside of the car was the owner of this vehicle, sort of just, he was kind of just like... kind of just like posted up on his car waiting for us. And this is a little important, I think, for just to paint a picture of what this man was like. He was driving an orange Kia Soul. Evil energy right off the bat. That is a bad car. You cannot be driving. Who, does anyone drive a Kia Soul in here? You have? Okay, I'm hearing way too many. Security, get him out. I don't need this bad vibes in here, man. Dude, Kia Souls are so ugly, man. They're so fucking crazy. There's something evil about it. There's something devilish, right? Only fucking serial killers and substitute teachers drive that fucking car. Man. And those things can be the same. But he was standing on his orange Kia Soul, like beside his orange Kia Soul. He had work boots, he had shorts, a big gray beard, and he was like in his 50s or 60s. And we walk to our car. Closer to this man, and this old man, he just starts fucking talking to us. Because that's what they do. That's what old guys do, man. They just start fucking talking to you, man. And honestly, I'm not joking, I think it should be illegal. Honestly, dude, if you're a guy over the age of 50, you should not be allowed to talk to people you don't already know, okay? Yeah, thanks. Because anytime they open their mouth, it's never good. It's never good, right? I don't care what you gotta tell me, sir, right? Tell it to the judge. So he just starts fucking talking to us, man, right? He starts talking to us. He talks about our masks, obviously, right? And then he starts talking about COVID, and then he starts talking about the vaccine, which is always really fun. Always really cool. Always a really easy conversation to talk about the vaccine with elderly people, right? Well, it's gotten a lot easier. You got it over there. Oh. Dude, that was great. Yeah, but he goes on to say, he's talking about the vaccine and stuff, and he said that he actually didn't need to get the vaccine. He didn't need it. he said his doctor told him that he was immune to COVID-19 already. Yeah, he said he was also, not only that, he said he was also immune to every disease ever. And his reasoning was fucking crazy. He told us that he was immune to every disease ever, because he has a 13-foot python Not his dick. Not his dick, okay? I saw it. It was not fucking 13 feet, okay? It was fucking way bigger, man. It was like... No, he said he's immune to every disease ever because he has a 13-foot python, like pet python snake, at his house that has bitten him so many times that he is now immune to every disease ever because, quote-unquote, I have snake venom in my blood. Yeah. Mind you, my wife and I have yet to say a word to this man. But he wasn't even done, dude. He also told us that he is not only immune to every disease ever because he has a 13-foot python that bites him all the time. He said he also has the ability to heal others. And all he's got to do is go like that. And it's pretty crazy, pretty bold claim, right? But he had an anecdote to back this up. He had proof, all right? He said the other week he was at the bank, and his bank teller told him that she had a really bad case of diarrhea. And it's like, what bank are you going to? I've been to many banks in my life. Not once did the topic of shit come up. What kind of fucking bank teller are you, dude? It's insane, dude. You're walking up like, yeah, I'd like to liquidate my assets. Speaking of liquid ass, I got... It's insane. But he said he was at the bank, and then this to cure this woman's diarrhea, he went like that. And then a few days later, when he came back to the same bank, that same bank teller was working. And according to her, her diarrhea was gone. Can't argue with that. Can't argue with that. Except, yes, you fucking can. Yes, you absolutely can't argue with that. What the fuck? Dude, your snake venom blood. I don't think your snake venom blood fucking healed this bank teller's diarrhea, okay? I think her diarrhea just went away. Okay, because that's what diarrhea do. Yeah, it was raining last night, and then I waved my hand in front of it, and then the next day, it was not raining. For sure. Thank you. But what do I know, right? What do I know? Maybe he's telling the truth. Maybe this fucking insane man from Blind River is a secret. He can cure all of us, right? So who knows? So next time, you know, maybe next time if you guys are ever sick, right, you're really sick and you've tried everything and it's just not working, you're on your last legs, you need a Hail Mary, you head up to Blind River, man, and you look for the orange Kia Soul. And you look for this fucking snake venom man in Blind River. Well, unless at some point he waves his hand in front of the town, then it's just going to be called River. I love being on the road, man. I love being here in Irvine. Love it. It's great here. It's the best. I love it. Irvine, oh my God, I can't get enough. I love traveling. I love being on the road for shows. It's great. Especially because I just fucking really love hotels. I love hotel rooms so much. It's like a weird amount. They make me so happy. I just feel like they're all pretty similar, right? You can, especially you got the same hotel chain. It's like pretty similar no matter where you go, right? If you're on the road, it's like a weird comfort thing, right? And I just love hotel rooms because I just turn into a different guy. I'm a different dude when I'm in a hotel. Dude, I just like immediately, something happens, all right? Something happens within me and I turn into a completely different guy. Because when I'm at home and shit, the last thing I'm gonna do at my house is watch cable television. Because why would I, right? Anything I wanna watch ever, I can watch it in my bed, on my phone, like, hunched over like fucking crazy, okay? That's ideal. But there's something about it, man. When I set foot into a hotel room, that TV is on, okay? The cable TV is on, and I am not turning it off for any reason for the duration of my stay, okay? Sorry. Sorry, the cable TV stays on, all right? And I'm watching everything, dude. I don't give a fuck. I'm fucking crazy, man. I'll watch anything, dude. I'll watch fucking, I'll watch Catfish. I don't care. Yeah, I'll watch pure dog shit. I'll watch Ridiculousness. I'll leave that shit on all day, dude. I'll watch fucking Rob Dyrdek and his Northern Ontario looking ass, man. Shark Tank? Oh my god, dude. I fuck with Shark Tank like a fucking weird amount, dude. I love Shark Tank. I just turned 30, and, it's okay. I just turned 30, and like, it doesn't feel that different. Like, I don't really feel like I am 30, but like, the first time I actually felt like real 30 was literally last night when I was watching Shark Tank. Dude, straight up. Someone walked into the tank, all right? They walked into the tank. And they walked in, they were like, hello, sharks. I am fucking whatever. And I am seeking $600,000 for 2% of my company. And dude, out loud, I was like, this ought to be good. Who am I? And it's like, the thought was, it just came out. Like, I don't know who said it. This ought, like, what a loser, man. What a preposterous evaluation. This is... Mr. Wonderful's gonna have a field day with it. Dude, my favorite channel to leave on the TV all day when I'm on the road is the History Channel. Y'all fuck with the History Channel? Yeah? Alright, cool. It's my favorite channel because it's just such a wide variety of programming. It's like, it's crazy because like it'll be on the TV in my hotel room before I leave for a show. And it'll be just like emotional, gut-wrenching, harrowing fucking like war stories about like World War II. And it's like real life accounts and it's like violent and scary and moving and emotional, right? And it's like just really fucking a hard watch, right? And then I leave for the show, come back at like midnight, and the History Channel is still on. And it's not, and it, no longer is it a moving documentary about World War II. I come home to a History Channel show, and it's just some guy like, yeah, so an alien sucked my cock one time. It was really gorfing my cock, it was crazy, it was literally doing tricks on it, it was wild. 69, a fucking gray alien, it was crazy. It's like, what does that have to do with history, man? The fuck are you talking about? Also, like, a little sidebar, but like, why the fuck does every alien abduction story, why do the aliens gotta do butt stuff all the time? You know what I mean? Every fucking alien abduction story is like, yeah, they took me up to a ship, they put a thing on my ass, and now my life's fucked. And it's like, really, are aliens that down bad? You gotta travel billions of light years fucking just to get whole? It's a shit life. That's crazy. I feel like they've evolved too far if that's what they gotta do, right? There's like a sweet spot. I think we're in it, okay? Because, dude, us as humans, we've figured it out, okay? In terms of the butthole department, all right? There's literally an app called Grindr. And it literally points you to the nearest consenting asshole, okay? You never gotta leave the fucking orbit, dude. You just... they're very close all the time, okay? It's so funny. They've definitely evolved too far, right? They're like, hey, we've evolved past the need for buttholes. We don't have them anymore. We've evolved past the need, but not the want. Come here, show me that wormhole. It's fucked up, man. Aliens can't do that shit. That's fucked up. It's assault. You gotta stop. Okay. Just ask. That's assault, man. You can't do that, right? Should have called that movie Predator versus Predator, too. What the fuck? I love watching cable TV. I love it. I love it. I'm a fucking fiend. I'm a goblin for it. I love it. I consume it all day. But, dude, enough. Listen. Sorry. Controversial take.
enough of these commercials. What the fucking shit?
I hate commercials, man. They're so annoying. Let me watch my programs. Dude, I saw a commercial last night that pissed me off like fucking crazy. They usually don't really bug me that much. But commercials, dude, especially commercials in America, what the fuck is going on here? You guys are... How are any of you alive? Every fucking commercial in America, it's a fucking... The new burger. And then the next one is for... It's like a crazy, like, diabetes medication. It's like... You guys haven't connected that yet? Those two are intertwined. I saw one commercial last night that really bugged me. It was... I'll paint a picture for you. This was the commercial. It was... So, picture this. I'm watching Shark Tank. And then one commercial popped up, and this was the entire commercial, okay? It was like a drone shot, okay, of a beach, white sand, blue water, right? And then it was a close-up of a family. They're laughing. They're having fun, right? They only brought the dog. They let the kid at home. Right? And it was like, oh, then a close-up of a crab. He was walking on the beach, right? And then there was another close-up of like a margarita, and it was like the water on the outside of the glass, so you know it's hot outside, right? And then it was another drone shot of the beach, and then it just said JetBlue. And that was it. And it's like, that fucking pissed me off like crazy, because like that wasn't an ad for an airline. That was an ad for like a beach, right? Right, you didn't show me anything about what the fuck you provide, right? That's so, like, every airline commercial is like that. It pisses me off. They only show the destination, right? This tropical destination. Every airline commercial is directed by fucking Jeffrey Epstein, dude. It's every single one is like, check out this cool island. It's like, it's awesome. It's not weird at all. It just pissed me off, man. That's why, it's like, just be honest, right? Like, just show the, I don't think it would work as well, right? I don't think they would get new customers if airline commercials were actually honest, if they actually showed what it was like to be on an aircraft, right? It'd be insane, right? Like, if their commercial, picture this, you're watching Shark Tank. You're having the best time. And then a commercial pops up, and it's some guy who's fucking, like, he's 5 hours early for his flight, right? And the person's like, yeah, sorry, you're, like, actually 1 pound overweight in your bag, so you gotta kill yourself, sorry. You actually, you have to kill yourself in front of me, so... Or you can get a new bag and like move your shit around. And they're like, oh, okay, I'll do that. And then they do that, and there's a crazy long line. There's like a million people going through customs and shit. And then you get to the, you're 5 hours early, but you just make it. And then they put him on the seat that he did not purchase, and now he's in the back of the plane, in between in the middle seat. Person on your left is a fucking guy who smells like bologna. And he's eating fucking tuna out of a can. And then on the other side of you is just a baby, just a lone baby. Crying baby alone, and he's like, stewardess, whose baby is this? And they're like, it's yours! It's your baby now! This is your responsibility! And then the JetBlue logo pops up. Like, I don't think that would, like, sell any plane tickets, but at least it's honest, right? Like, at least they're being upfront, right? That's why I love car commercials so much, you know what I mean? It's like, every car commercial is just a fucking guy, like a fucking medium handsome guy behind the wheel of a car, some Chris Pratt like a motherfucker. And just like, I'll be home soon, babe. I got a lot of driving to do. And he's either driving in a cityscape or like a hit, like a one of the roads that go like that, right? It's like, and then it's just the car logo. That's fucking awesome. They don't fuck around, okay? That's great. And it's just a crazy comparison, right? Because it's wild to think, like, if the car commercials, if they advertise the same way the plane commercials did, right? Like, if their commercials were just showing the places people drive to, if car commercials they just showed where people go in their cars, like, that's a fucking nightmare. That wouldn't do anything, right? Like, picture, I don't know, you're watching Shark Tank or something. I don't know. Like just some random show. I don't know. You're watching Shark Tank. And the commercial comes on. The first commercial is like just a doctor's waiting room, right? A guy sitting there waiting to get called in, right? The doctor's assistant's like, all right, your doctor will see you for your prostate exam now. This guy walks in to the doctor's office, right? He fucking... he bends over, he pulls his pants down, he's got his butthole out, right? And the doctor comes in, fucking... fucking rams his hand up there. And then the Ram logo pops up. All right, you guys are awesome. I've been Curtis Connor. Have a good night. Hey folks, thanks for tuning in to Python, my fun little YouTube comedy special. If you enjoyed it, then you're really going to love the new hour that I'm touring on the Goodfellow World Tour, because Python was the stuff that didn't make the cut, and the stuff that did make the cut, oh, it's good. So you should definitely come to the shows. And if you did not enjoy it, then you should still come to the shows, because guess what? The material I'm touring, it's even better than the stuff you just watched. Tickets are available right now. I'm going all over, and I can't wait to see all of you. Thank you so much for watching. See you soon.